The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 77 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box, and today we have a very special guest. She my friend, she my girl, and she's like, would you call yourself like a new K-Pop fan? Would that be fair?
Yeah, I'd say definitely fair. I definitely feel like I know nothing.
No, you know things, yeah. You know things. But introducing Ashley, woo! Yeah.
Hi, woo, it's me.
Welcome to the
They're like, who is this?
It's like, who's there?
Thank
it's
you.
It's Ashley, get to know.
It's Ashley,
duh. Welcome to How You At You. This is the show where we talk about all the hot topics of the K world, unpopular opinions and everything in between. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started. Okay, so first we're going to talk about some stories that have happened over the past week or so. This is called Hot Topics, so let's get into it. So first we're going to talk about EXO's Lay parting ways with SM Entertainment. So on the 8th of April, EXO had their 10th anniversary, and then Lay posted a handwritten letter in English and Korean announcing his departure from SM Entertainment. In the letter, he expressed his gratitude to EXO fans and members and SM Entertainment themselves. He added, I will always be the Lay when my members need me, and concluded, EXO, let's love. I must point out that even though Lay is not part of SM anymore, he will still be a part of EXO if he can promote whenever. So Lay is a Chinese member and has been doing most of his promotions and his own solo work in China anyway, so he's been quite distant within the group. I think the last video I remember seeing him in was Tempo. I don't know if you remember, if you know that song, but he was like in that video for like 2 seconds actually. So yeah. I mean, respectfully, he's hasn't really been there, but I think there's like a lot of political backlash with like China, Korea, and China promoting K-pop and all of that. So it's been a bit sticky for him to, because he's a ambassador of some sort in China as well. So there's like certain times where he couldn't promote with EXO anyway. So it kind of makes sense, and it is better for him because now he has his own company as well. So SM won't be able to dip into that. So he gets to keep all his monies. Yeah. So, you know, you have to look at the bright side. You have to look at, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Didn't he just drop a song as well?
Yes, he
did. Immediately. Was it Duel? I think it means nine, right?
Yes,
I just saw people on Twitter talking about it.
Yes,
yeah.
See, see, Ashley, you know things.
I know things. Wow. Thank you to the people who are also knowing things on my Twitter account. That's literally it.
I think you might be right, because I do remember seeing something about at the beginning of the song, he also put voice notes from like each member, like when they've contacted him, which was really cute.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. I mean, it's kind of bittersweet for EXO fans, you know, to announce that, you know, someone's, well, he's not really parting ways, but it kind of feels that way, like on the 10th anniversary. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Sometimes you just got to go your way.
Go your way. But it's okay. It's okay. He'll be back. He'll be back. He'll promote.
Yeah.
They'll probably just green screen him in or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I did with that Lisa video.
Yeah.
What was it, that thing?
I hope it's not that bad, though, because I don't know about you, but when I first watched that video and that scene when it was like Lisa, Megan Thee Stallion and Ozan like all together, I was like, why does this look so off? And like Lisa looks really stretched. And I was like, wait, I'm like, she's not there. Like, this is so weird. But hopefully so not like that.
Hopefully
SM will have, you know, better technology, because, you know, they're tapping into the whole AI thing. So, you know, you never know.
Oh, God, yeah. Please.
Moving on to the next story. Beat Interactive, the agency, announced that the agency and their group ACE official YouTube accounts have been hacked. So this news was announced by the agency in a public statement shared on their social media. According to the statement, not only both their YouTube accounts were hacked, but also the account email, related phone numbers, and the two-step verification were also changed as well. I don't even know how you do that. Anyway, since...
Oh my God, it's commitment.
So since the hacking began, unauthorized videos were being uploaded to the account and certain accounts have been deleted. The agency has sent an inquiry both to Google and YouTube about the hacking and currently waiting for a response. The agency ended the statement by assuring fans that they would release another statement as soon as they receive a response and apologize for any inconvenience. How? I mean, how do you hack a two-step verification? I thought that was quite strong.
Well, I guess maybe they changed the two-step verification, like they went into settings or something and like changed it. But
yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know how that works. Because I saw somewhere as
very
well
committed.
That whoever hacked this channel, I think they were uploading videos about like crypto and Elon Musk or something.
Oh my God, they're everywhere.
They're really everywhere. And, you know, ACE is, this channel is very, it's a very random channel to hack. Maybe the passwords are really easy.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the password was ACE.
1234.
1234 ACE.
Yeah.
ACE. YouTube.
Yeah. But makes me worried about my passwords.
Yes, right.
Some of my passwords.
So everybody listening to this, this is your cue to, you know, maybe change up your password a bit. Also, don't have the same passwords for the same thing, because if one thing gets hacked, all your things get hacked. I know it's easy and we have like 10,000 accounts. You know, we all could be a bit guilty of doing it, but just, you know, swap some letters around or something, you know.
Capitalize some stuff, add an exclamation point.
Exactly. And last but not least, Blackpink Jenny posted on her social media with a fresh new hair color. It's given orange, okay? Which got the fans buzzing about maybe there's a comeback. And then according to Naver, Blackpink is reportedly meant to be preparing for a comeback. But as you know, many of us have pointed out, we always hear like, oh, they're coming back, they're coming back, they're coming back. Do you know when their last comeback was, actually? Do you remember?
Was it the show? No. Yeah, it was just the first album, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was 2 years ago. So their last single was Lovesick Girls. That's ages.
Yeah.
That's,
wow.
Yeah. I was like, that is their last song. And I actually had to Google to double check, because I was like, that sounds wrong. It sounds wrong. I know they've had like...
It really does.
Lisa had her solo in between that.
And Rosé had her solo as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, that was after two... Oh, wow, yeah. Rosé's solo like was solo ages stuff. Ago as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn, this... Get to work, ladies.
Those starving blinks.
For real. But yeah, hopefully they do make a comeback soon. Usually when someone dyes their hair, that's what it means, but you never know. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a sign.
Who knows?
When I do it, it normally shows I'm having a breakdown.
Oh, well, that too.
A career change.
I remember one time, I don't know what comeback this was before, but I remember... I think it was Jenny. She went on live and she was just telling everyone how bored she was and that she's watched everything on Netflix and she just wants to she just wants to come back. So it must be very frustrating for them as well. Hopefully
just do all that work and then
you're just sitting there like but to be honest, I feel like they have been quite busy individually anyway, so because I know like Jisoo was in a drama not that long ago, and obviously Lisa's doing her thing. Jenny is just like everywhere. Like she's randomly in LA, or whose video was she in? I think she was like in Grimes' music video or something like that. Just
was she?
Yeah, just randomly there. I don't know why. She was just like
Grimes of all people.
Of all people, I know. Yeah, it'd be nice to see them together again. Hopefully they'll give us something different. We'll see though. But
excited.
That is Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's anything you want us to comment on, talk about, submit stories, etc., you can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. All right, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, letters, questions, games, snacks, anything in between. You can send that all to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. That's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, and you can submit it anonymously or leave a fancy name. I don't mind, it's up to you. Anyway, so let's get into these unpopular opinions. So someone said self-producing or self-composing groups are superior, period. I don't know if that includes your faves or not, but that's the truth. Do you agree or disagree?
Ooh. I like to see, I don't know, an artist at least participate, if not in the producing, in like just some way artistically, because otherwise it's hard to kind of link them together.
It's true, yeah.
Because I know, I feel like I kind of struggle to get with the music of like fourth gen idols a lot, because I don't really know how much they participate in their concepts. And like, opposed to something like a lot like second gen idols, like for those who are listening, I'm a big SHINee fan. And so of course with a lot of their stuff, when they were really good is when they started having creative control. Although I know that a lot of idols don't have, like, they aren't able to have control over that. And I think it's a hard one.
Yes, hard.
I don't know, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. I guess in what you're saying is it's good to see where an idol comes from creatively, like what their influences are and stuff like that. And also as well, on the flip side, just because a group does self-produce doesn't make it automatically good either.
Oh, very true. Yeah, so true.
But to be fair, like the groups that come to mind that I know that produce songs are, you know, obviously you have BTS, you have Stray Kids. I know that they produce stuff a lot. And obviously, I don't know about anyone else in G-Idle, but I know Soyeon, like the main rapper, she helps produce and write a lot of the songs as well. And to be honest, I haven't like heard a song and I'm like, oh my gosh, turn it off. I haven't heard like someone just smashing the keyboard keys and be like, yeah, produce this lick. But at the same time, I guess, I think I mentioned this before in a different episode. Of course, other members have different strengths and there might be things that they may contribute to that we're not even aware of. For example, someone might have, I know like for 17, for example, I think they produce as well. I could be wrong, but I know that.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen a lot of people say that they would produce a lot.
Yeah, I think like some of the members or a few members, they also help with choreography as well. So unless, you know, a fan tweeted that or you look into that yourself, you wouldn't necessarily put two and two together. You would just assume that, you know, someone's choreographed for them. So it's kind of hard sometimes because they don't produce or write or whatever. And also it doesn't take away from what they actually bring to the song as well. Because if you think of like Western artists as well, there's a lot of Western stars that don't produce or write, but they bring some sort of je ne sais quoi to the song. And it's just like, yeah, that's a very so-and-so song. So
yeah, definitely. And I think like they're already singing, they're already dancing, and they're already like possibly rapping as well. Like,
yeah.
They already have to be skilled in a lot of things. And then, like, possibly modeling as well. And like all of these other things. And then that in itself like takes up a lot of time to perfect that,
of course,
and then let alone like producing. Yeah, I feel like sometimes picking songs as well is the talent in itself, and curating a good album and be able to hear something and be like, okay, that's that, and then that has elements of this. But also, yeah, like you said, like in terms of choreography and like even smaller things in terms of either working with a group, like there's probably a lot of things that maybe they might not have even been credited for.
Yeah.
But because they have to work as a group and they know their strengths, they'll be like, oh no, I'll alter this move for my strength in terms of that, or like this is part of our group.
Yeah.
But again, it also kind of depends on experience and like with newer groups, again, I don't know how much control they have, because I know like with Shiny, because I know so much about them, but I know that they said that they didn't, they weren't asked, what do you want to do, until they were 7 years into their career.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's a long time. They have to like continue to be successful for 7 years.
Because the thing is,
until they earn the trust.
With Shiny as well, I don't know if you know this, you probably do because you probably went down the rabbit hole, but Shiny was technically an experimental group. So I don't think SM planned for them to become as powerful as they did. It was just like, oh, let's see what happens. And apparently their name was meant to be called like the Kiddies or the Kids or something terrible like that. Can you imagine? The Kiddies.
Oh my goodness.
Like that would have aged so quickly. Like, can you imagine calling late men in their late 20s, early 30s, oh look, it's the Kiddies. Like it's a bit it's ridiculous. Also to add as well, in terms of groups adding something else, I can't remember what group it was. I think it's a girl group. And there was like one comeback where there was a particular member. I think it was 4 Minute actually, where they basically knew that what kind of style each member should have. So they were very much into styling. So I think that was quite cool as well. So I guess with this unpopular opinion, I guess we kind of disagree. I feel like self-producing or self-composing doesn't necessarily make the group superior, but it's nice to hear and see what takes idols would have on a particular song or genre they would like to try out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The fact that they know their identity, yeah.
Yeah. So, thanks for that. The next unpopular opinion is, this made me laugh, what the fuck is the Kwangya? It's so annoying. I don't care about villains and snakes and shit. Just give me the music. How do you feel about the How do you feel about the Kwangya?
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of agree. It brings me back to when I saw Changmin's single Devil.
Yes.
And I was having a really good time. And then he fucking threw in Kwangya there. And I know he actually genuinely kind of has an interest in, he wanted something to use. He knew that it was there and he wanted to have that kind of mystique in the song. So he was like, oh, why not put it in there? And he wasn't like forced to by SM. But I think it's just the fact that it kind of lacks definition.
Yeah.
So it's being brought up, but no one really knows what it is.
The thing is, no, we don't know what it is. And also, I feel like some of the idols at SM don't even know what it is. Because I remember Red Velvet had like an interview and I think the interviewer brought it up like, oh, with your next comeback, are you guys going to the Kwangya? And one of them said, well, I don't even know what the Kwangya is, but if our CEO says we're going, like...
Literally.
I think what... as you said, it's not very clear. Well, I Googled what Kwangya means. Basically, it's from the Korean word Hwangya, which means wilderness. And then the K is meant to mean like internet wilderness. So that's like with the whole AI parallel universe kind of vibe. But I just, I think SM is trying to build this universe thing, but it's somehow not really that connected. And I think many people wouldn't mind if maybe the Kwangya was more of like a visual thing. So for example, if you're singing a song, I don't want to sing about, you know, oh, there's some random line about the Kwangya, because like it throws the whole song off. Like especially if the song is like, oh, I love you girl, let's go to the Kwangya. Why? Like
you should be a producer. Okay.
Stop producing. Yeah. But yeah, I think most people's gripe with the Kwangya is the fact that it's just thrown in the song. I feel like if there was like more of a story or more like theories where it connects, I think it'd be quite cool like if all SM music videos connected in some sort of way, because I feel like that would be very creative. But I don't want to be singing about the Kwangya, if I'm
yeah definitely. But and I think some people are like kind of almost scared that like SM will like kind of force it onto some groups where it doesn't suit them. Like so, like you said, like Red Velvet and like Shiny, when it wasn't even a thing when they first debuted, it hasn't really been related to them at all. And I know some like fans of Esper as well were talking about how they kind of wanted it to be just Esper's thing. I don't know if it was introduced just in Esper because
it was. So Esper
in tune with the plot.
Esper introduced the whole Quenya thing. That's why I thought I thought it was going to stick with Esper, because I don't know what you know about like when EXO debuted, and I guess it's still kind of a thing if you really read into it. I'm not like, I don't really watch the music videos like that, but EXO, each member were meant to have some sort of superpower. They're from a different planet. I remember before they even debuted, they had like, I'm not even exaggerating, they had like 27 teasers. And I'm like, okay, we get it. Like, just debut them already.
I get about that, okay. We want to hear the music, please.
I can't remember what music video it was. I think they have a song called Mama or whatever. And at the beginning of this.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the music video?
I've heard the song. But I haven't seen the music video.
I think at the beginning of this music video, there's like this weird English narration. It's like, many years ago in this planet, and there was this tree. And then it's just like, please go watch it. I'm just like, it was really bad. But but then after a while, like I don't know if SM just decided to drop it and then bring it back, or you know, fans just decided to read into music videos and that wasn't really the case. And then SM's like, well, if they're reading into it, let's bring some sort of magical
can I go with it?
Universe back into it. But
Yeah.
I guess we're not going to the Kwangya, Ashley.
Yeah. Sorry, SM.
I guess we agree with this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite funny. I'm not going to lie. When I do hear it, I'm like,
Every time it gets brought up, it's kind of hysterical. Yeah.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, you know, when you go to watch a movie and then they say the movie title in the movie, but like, but it's not placed good. So it's just placed somewhere random.
It's like just staring into the camera. Yeah. Being like, wow. Here we are. This is movie title.
Yeah. It's like, I can't believe this movie title. Dramatic pause. There's a camera. Like, okay, that wasn't very subtle, but we'll leave it. We'll move.
Okay, I get it. Subtle. Yeah.
That's funny.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And last but not least, there's a popular opinion says, I've been watching both Kingdom Legendary War and Queendom 2, but it feels like the editing for Queendom 2 is way more about pitting groups against each other, whereas Kingdom seems to have much more of a chill approach. I feel like it affects how people are reacting to the groups too. I've already seen some people call out members of Kepler rude. So, yeah, Ashley, what do you think about this? Are you watching Queendom 2 or Kingdom or anything like that?
Yeah. And I think, I feel this like relates to a lot of TV shows, because I feel I've been watching, Kingdom and then Queendom as well. Although I know that Queendom is like on its second episode now. I feel like, with these like shows that have like seasons of like girls and guys, even for ones that aren't Korean, just like survival shows as well, I feel like sometimes the editing can be so bitchy for the girls' seasons in terms of like, even if the gals are just like zoning out, or they're really just like not reacting to anything, they'll just like cut to them when some other group does well. And I feel like that a lot of the time it's not done with guy seasons. Unless they actually have like a physical fight or something, then it gets a bit intense. But like, I really feel like they more emphasize kind of the comedy stuff.
I did read for Kingdom, because I haven't watched Kingdom. I've seen like clips of like Queendom and stuff like that. Like, I've seen clips where I haven't like sat down and watched a full episode. But I did read somewhere how for one of the Kingdom shows, I don't know if it was like Kingdom Legendary or the other one, but there was
Road to Kingdom, I think.
Road to Kingdom or whatever. I think I saw something about how they kept editing a clip of one of the boy group members crying. And it came to a point where other fandoms kept calling this particular member a crybaby or whatever. And he actually had to go on V Live and say that, no, it's the same clip that they keep using. Or they cut big chunks of context out. So it just seems like he's crying over nothing. But I do say, especially with Korea, especially with the channel that produces these shows called Mnet, they have a thing with, like the whole evil editing thing, like they've done it with like the produce shows, or they do it with I'm Pretty Rapstar or Show Me the Money, stuff like that. And a lot of, you know, netizens, people on the internet have been saying, you know, why do you keep doing this to create drama? And one producer said, it's not that it's evil editing. The standard of Mnet viewers have all risen. I believe that our goal is to show everything without hiding anything. But the thing is, you're not showing everything because sometimes you cut in context that which heightens everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Also saw that people believe that Mnet are doing it on purpose due to the past history, including the recent Girls Planet 999 series. Because I think there's, I think two members from Kepler, I think they were in that show as well. I could be wrong. So I feel like a lot of Kepler fans have their guard up as well, because they've been through this and it's like, war trauma again with this show, as well.
Yeah, I think they were from Kepler, was made by Girls Planet 999.
Oh, okay. See, this is how you know I don't watch these things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always watch it for like the creative process,
yeah, but
then
they
just like cut to like this like talky editing stuff, and I'm just like, I just want them to see how they like work together as a team.
Yeah.
I feel like people just aren't that bitchy in real life. Like,
no.
Just rarely.
And especially if, you know, when they ask misleading questions, because I think the whole hate came down because they asked contestants who they thought they were better than, who was the worst, and
yes.
I think that's how that whole thing started. And of course, you have to answer if you're asked. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mnet has a history of doing that. And I doubt they're going to stop. I remember before the first Produce 101, I can't remember what year this was, probably like 2015, 16, might have been a bit earlier. So this was the season where they created, what's the group called now? IOI, that had like Sommi and Chungya and Chungha in there. And I remember there was a clip that they kept showing where it seemed like Sommi was about to like, wanted to physically slap someone. And of course, everyone was watching, waiting for like, okay, well, what happened? Like, what's the drama? And then she came up like years later, like recently. She was like, oh no, it was just one day we were bored in the dorms. And she told one of the cameramen to start rolling. And she's just gonna make something up. And that's all it was. So get something in the drama, because like she was like proper crying, so, and like she had like this other girl holding her back, and she was just like pointing her finger, and she was like, you know, so.
Well, that's kind of smart, getting screen time.
Yeah, exactly.
If you are kind of being villainized.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
You just got to know how to play the game. But even when you think you know how to play the game, they will still find some way to manipulate how to edit you as well. So
yeah,
it's hard.
Oh my gosh, I can't trust reality TV shows. No, I know that you have to sign off, like, your image is completely under control of the program for a lot of places.
Yeah.
So yeah, you literally like they could literally ruin your life
for real.
You would be like, yeah, you could genuinely like have your like career ruined, and like, God, I can't even imagine what you do like after that.
Exactly, especially you know you filmed. You'd have no idea how you're going to be portrayed until you're watching it with the whole world. And you're like, well.
Oh my God. Especially just, with online comments.
For real.
Being very easy to get on there.
Yeah. Ugh. You know, this whole talk just reminds me of when we have our whole Drag Race conversations and that contract. And
yes.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, I was literally thinking about
like,
that.
Like, I don't know. That's not a bit of me. Like, I don't know, but. Anyway, I guess
it's intense.
Mnet, stop with the evil editing. They're not going to because,
please,
you know, yeah, controversy and conflict talking. Gets views. So,
boo.
But then I guess in the same breath, people will complain if it's too nice. Like, oh, this is boring. So, I don't know.
Although saying that, I watched, it's a Chinese survival show called Youth With You. Mm. And it was like the nicest thing ever. Like, it was more about them uplifting each other. Mm. And about, they had like really good personalities on there. And this was like the girl season as well. So they actually treated it really well because they were just like genuinely funny people on the show. Yeah, I think the only time I think I just get bored of, like, because there are so many contestants in those survival shows, that when they like have the bit where they're all being accepted on and they each make like a speech to their fans, mm. I'm just like, there's like 100 people to go, like, like, speed up a little bit,
you like wrap it up. you're the person, yeah, like the award show that plays the music, plays the music to play them off, like, all right.
Yeah. Do that within like 2 seconds of the speech. Yeah. Like, okay, that's enough. We know you've won. Okay, bye.
Okay, that's great. Like, oh my gosh, thank you. All right, thank you. That's enough.
Okay, cool. Well, the clap track.
Just drown them out. But yeah, I guess we agree with this. And that's the end of Say What. So if you do have any unpopular opinions, want to comment on anything like we said today, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. People have been really talkative on TikTok and stuff. So, you know, you can leave some cheeky things there. We might pinch things from the comments as well. And now we're going to end the show with On The Radar. So this is stuff that we've been listening to, want to put y'all on to. So Ashley, is there anything on your radar this week?
Well, just so happens that today, the day recording this, is Shinee's On You has just released his new mini album, his second mini album, Dice. Yay. So I've been streaming the hell out of that bad boy. Yeah, it's really good.
I'm
really summery.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, summery. Oh, summery. Oh, I need to listen to this.
Yeah, it's got like kind of some lo-fi vibes, a bit like kind of Weekend style. Although it, like, this, all the songs kind of are slightly different, and this whole last week he's been releasing teasers, and then all of like the showers online have been kind of losing it because every teaser has been a different style, and they're like,
what's going on?
Cover everything, like, yeah, literally, like one day he'd be like kind of in a playful, like colorful thing, the next day he was like in a suit with piercings, and we were like, whoa, slow down. Okay, we can only take so much. But really good vibes, and with the music video as well, it's really nice music video. It's kind of a bit of like campy horror style. Ooh. Wes Anderson. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. And yeah, the album, I feel like I'm gonna listen to it this summer a lot. It's very much beachy kind of driving music.
Nice.
Yeah,
hopefully we'll get the weather vocals to match.
Oh yes, please
that'd be nice. Lovely. On my radar, I have a few things. Firstly, ooh, I want to say I actually uploaded on my YouTube channel in like, I don't know how long. Did 3 reaction videos. all with 10 views. I wish I was exaggerating, but I'm not. It's because my channel is like dead. But you know, it's
because you didn't tell me. I need to share.
Okay, well, I'm telling you. Like, I'm gonna try and see if I could keep up with things, because obviously I didn't react to a lot. I only put up like 3 videos and stuff. So baby steps, because I keep saying I'm coming back, and then I go quiet. Yeah. So, hopefully by the time this is out, or by the end of this week, or whenever, there should be more stuff on there. Hopefully, we hope. Yay. But yeah, there's 3 new videos up. So be nice, leave a comment and stuff. Also, for all the peeps that love DPR Gang, they are having a world tour called Regime. They will be stopping in America, Europe and Asia, but the dates for Asia haven't been released yet. So DPR will be in Europe, as I said, and they will be here in November. So they're stopping at Paris, Amsterdam, Munich, Berlin, Brussels, Copenhagen, London, and Manchester. I think the tickets are going to be released on the 22nd of April. I don't know if that's for everyone, but at least for Europe anyway, I think is the 22nd. Mm. And price ranges is from £35 to £130. So it just depends. The £130 price tag is like for VIP and you get to take a picture with them or whatever. But one thing that I don't like, which is now becoming a thing, I guess, is with the VIP package, when you take a picture, it's not just you and like the DPR crew. It's like you, them, and like four other people. So...
Oh.
Yeah. So unless you're going with four friends and they all buy the VIP ticket, then that will be beneficial. But sometimes it's like... I don't want this random in my picture. And then depending on where you stand as well, just say like your favorite was DPR Cream, for example, then and you're not standing next to him, then you can't even crop because like you're on the left and he's on the right. So
you just have to like edit your face onto everyone else's head.
So yeah, there's that. If you want to check out more information, just go to regimetour.com and it will have the list of all the different states and all the different countries in Europe. And then I don't know when they're releasing the Asia dates, so just have a look out for that. And then on top of that, a tour / festival you should stay away from or be wary of is there's this flyer going around called the K-pop festival that's meant to happen the 28th of August, like in London. And to me, all of it sounds dodgy. And shout out to my friend Nikki, because she made a post on TikTok, which I'll probably post on the episode dump when this comes out as well. Well, basically that the company that's promoting this is saying, oh, it's the first ever K-pop festival in the UK, which it's not, because I've definitely been to a few. So already, I'm side-eyed. And secondly, the company that is meant to be promoting the show has no website, and it's hard to find anything about them online. And then on top of that, tickets are already on sale with no acts announced or confirmed. So,
oh my goodness.
And there's other things that are probably missing out. So I really urge you to check out the video that I'll post, or you could just go on their TikTok, which is at Weigugins, which is WAEGUKINS. And you'll see their post. But yeah, I don't do it.
It sounds like a scam.
It sounds like, what was that festival?
Oh, the one on the island.
That's my festival.
There
was like another K-pop thing over here. I can't remember what it's called now. Because I remember the company, they contacted me. They wanted me to like cover things for them. And it was meant to have like Monster X and of Seven and other people. That was like a random mix, right? And then
yeah,
I remember that not a lot of people brought like VIP tickets, so there was like staff begging people to go into VIP, and it was like very empty. And
oh my gosh, did they actually have the acts?
Yes, they had that. They had the acts, but it was like very disorganized. I remember I couldn't go, so I sent someone on my behalf and I let them know. And bear in mind, I'm at work at this time. This is why I couldn't go, because I was at work. And they kept calling me. They was like, "Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?" And I'm like,
"Oh my god,
I have a representative. Like, why are you calling me?" And then whilst this is happening, I had my other friend, Shari, that was there, because she was covering it as well. She was just telling me how much of a shambles it was. I did a post like ages ago, like if you scroll all the way down on Instagram or something, maybe I'll just chuck it into the episode dump as well. But it was, I think it was like at Wembley as well. And it was it was so unorganized. Wow. Like,
my gosh.
It wasn't full. It wasn't sold out. They were trying to sell tickets to people in the street whilst it was happening. Like, it was a mess. It was
So, oh my goodness!
I just urge anyone that's seen this K-pop festival flyer, I say avoid it. But if you risk it for a chocolate biscuit, I don't want to hear no tears. I don't want to hear no crying, because I told y'all not to do it. But that's it, guys. That's you
heard
what we
it
have.
Here.
You heard it here first. That's what we have time for today. Ashley, do you want to plug anything before we go?
Yeah, so K-Arc Dance and KDA Academy are going to be doing a K-Dance camp in London this summer. Ooh. From the 18th to the 22nd of July. That's 07 July, I think, yes. but yes, for 4 nights, 5 days, they've got a whole load of amazing, like, professional K-pop trainers including like Bada Lee, Hisoo Song, Moana. They have like a full shebang. I know the person who runs K-Arc as well. And they're so super excited about this.
Amazing.
And you can either buy the class packages where you just go to the classes, or you can have a full package where you like stay on the campus. It's going to be at University of Roehampton in London.
Oh, sick.
You can stay for the campus. You can also audition as a trainee for 5 to 7 major K-pop companies.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah. Get in there.
That sounds amazing. Is there anywhere, is there like a website or something where people could apply or for more information?
Or you can say. Yes, there is.
You could send it to me and I could post it.
Yes, at www.kdaacademy.com/London. And then it'll have all the details in there, whether you want just the classes or the full thing where you get to stay there, you get full accommodation and meals and everything. And I think if you buy early as well, you get it cheaper. So buy like on or before the end of this month, in a couple of months. But yeah, several early bird things as well.
So, nice.
Yeah, if you want anything to do in the summer.
I'll leave a link in the description as well, and I'll post it on the gram and stuff like that. But yeah, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I've been Shanice. You can follow me online at kpopbox_. Check out my YouTube because I need help. Help me. Do you want to plug any socials, Ashley?
Why not? Let's go for it. I've been Ashley. You can find me online on, I think, all socials at Ashley in Shades, like Ashley in sunglasses, but shades.
Well, there we go. Yeah, until next time, we will holler at you. Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.